is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, Jets Jack Wagons. This is indeed the Fade 5 Podcast presented by Suavecito Tequila. Go to your local Total Wine and More and pick up a bottle of the Love Juice tonight. Pour it neat. Por favor, and Añejo as well. Por favor, and have yourself a betting fiesta with Suavecito Tequila. The good sir, Nathaniel Lundy, of course, is always with me. I'm Brad Evans, and we got the Final Four on the immediate horizon as four kind of surprising teams, maybe with the exception of UConn, still alive and kicking down there in Houston. We're going to break down all those games here in a minute. Plus, we got the Major League Baseball season underway, the NBA and the NHL campaigns coming down the home stretch. So off the top here, Lundy, as you were trying to untangle from your mess, hopefully you've got a plus money wager. So hop aboard this plus bus and give me your favorite wager, a plus 100 or greater, whether this weekend's action or on this Freaky Friday. What do you got for me, amigo?
We shopped it around this morning. That's right. We grabbed the grocery cart on the way in. We went up and down the aisles. We were looking for bargains. Brad, over at Caesars at a plus 118.
Ooh.
Give me FAU to have the lead at halftime. I'm going to take the Owls to have the lead at the halfway point of the contest. I like the fact that I can get that. I feel like that's one. It's a very reasonable expectation within this game. And it's not like an outrageous plus odds. It's not like I'm aiming for like, you know, plus 225, plus 250, something crazy like that. But I think just straight money line, no points. Give me the Owls to have the lead at the break. And like I said, shop it around over at DK. It's at a plus 115. FanDuel, it's like 116. Caesars at 118. It's all right in that range, but you can find it at plus odds at whatever your favorite book is.
Oh, that's a spicy meatball, amigo. I might have to add that one to the spreadsheet. I think that's an excellent call on the Hooty Hoos, the Owls of Florida Atlantic, who nobody showed up to their press conference for yesterday. Jeff Gundon was one of like six bodies in the room, so they're getting disrespected by the national media, and they're just continuing to exceed expectations. Honestly, like all the Conference USA teams right now, remember Charlotte won the CBI, North Texas knocked off UAB, so that was a guaranteed victory no matter who hosts the hardware there at the end in Las Vegas in the NIT, and Florida Atlantic's got a chance at the postseason sweep for Conference USA. Unbelievable. Let's stick with the Final Four theme, and I'm going to give you a player prop that I like. How about Alex Caravan of the UConn Mush Huskies Mush to hit at least two threes or more. And it's plus 130 right now at BetMGM, a guy who's nailed at least a couple of threes in six of his last eight contests. He's averaging 4.2 three-point attempts per game here in the month of March, just shy of two makes per game at 1.7. But he's shooting over 40% from way downtown here this month. And hey, look at Miami, one of their greatest weaknesses, and they're an outstanding team. And Jim Larrañaga is everybody's grandfather, and you just want to love and hug him and play for the guy. And I'm rooting on the Canes to be competitive in this game. But Miami, if they have a fatal flaw, it is defensively. Number 199 in EFG defense here in March, and they're giving up 36% from along the arc here over the last roughly 30 days. So again, Alex Caravan over 1.5 main threes at plus money. Yeah, get seduced by that juice at BetMGM. With those plus money wagers already on the board, there might be some more here in your future. Let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the list today. Let's go to the NBA. And on this Friday night, Josh Giddy up. I'm going to take the over on the Australian import for the Oklahoma City Thunder. 1.5 steals plus blocks. And look at that. another plus money offering. Plus 110 available at BetMGM. OKC is taking on the Indiana Pacers, who have been oh so generous the opposition in both of these categories over the last 10 games. The Pacers have allowed the most steals to opponents per game at 6.8, or actually 8.9, excuse me, and the second most blocks per game to opponents at 6.2. So it's the mother of all matchups in these categories, really, for Giddey, who last time he faced Indiana on January 18th had 1-1, a block and a steal. He has been over this in two of his last four games and is averaging just shy of this mark here in the month of March, 1.2 combined steals plus blocks. But I think it's going to be a multifaceted approach defensively for Giddey in this one. So you got to saddle him up with me as well on this over 1.5 steals plus blocks, plus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
I was just impressed that you managed to do something other than college basketball in today's podcast, because I wasn't sure that was actually going to happen. I thought it was just going to be like bet after bet after bet in Energy Stadium. So I'm impressed that you actually went and found some NBA. You referenced baseball, which I didn't even think that
Lundy.
You knew baseball existed, Brad.
Lundy, I am promiscuous. You know this. Yeah, I'm not going to turn down an opportunity.
Yeah, but you've been, you know, you've basically been sitting on your basketball love here for the last like 2 months, and I was worried that you didn't know whether there was any other sport taking place in these United States.
I've been riding a hell of a heater in college basketball. I've hit 7 straight bets in that sport. So, you know, it's good to calm down. My CBK before it expires this year.
All right. Well, then that probably means that you don't know jack shit about the NBA and we should all fade this bet. But I can't resist it right now at plus odds, given the fact that he did it against the Pacers back in January. So I'm going to follow on this one. I'm getting seduced by the plus 110.
Oh, yes. Giddey up, indeed. Take the over on steals plus blocks.
Number 4.
All right, numero cuatro. Hey, look at that, Lundy. Again, smorgasbord of sports betting. That's what we all do.
What are TOTA bases?
Oh, what TOTA bases. They're totally awesome.
Nice.
That's a bad typo. Yeah.
Nice typo there.
The L on my keyboard apparently stuck.
I went out to the 7-Eleven. I got me some of them TOTA bases.
Yeah, they taste delicious, and maybe this one will as well. So satisfy your thirst with a little Max Muncy on the over, just 0.5 total or TOTA bases, minus 135, a little bit juicier there at DraftKings. But this number is way too low. Honestly, I thought it was going to open at 1.5, and I was going to take the over on it. The LA Dodgers hanging on the Arizona Diamondbacks, and those slitherless snakes are going to be trying out Merrill Kelly on the bump. And Muncy's got a great history against the starter for the D-backs. He's 11 for 26 lifetime with 4 extra base hits against him at a 1,137 career OPS. Last year, he was respectable, 13 for 45. That shook out to a .289 batting average with 7 extra base hits against the D-backs as a collective. I think he's going to, you know, potentially have a multi-hit performance tonight. I could wrap an extra base hit and we cash in. Hell, I just need a single and we got a winning ticket. So feed or follow Mad Max. You got to take us beyond the Thunderdome Dome with Muncy and get those over on a half, just a half a TOTA bases against Arizona, minus 135. At DraftKings.
I'm fine with this one, but I can tell you, Brad, actually, because I went and looked at it before we were getting ready for the fine podcast, FanDuel. For him to have two or more total bases is actually plus 125. So if you're
I'm in.
If you want to get away from just all I need is a hit, yawn. You can actually go down that road if you want to and take the total bases at the plus at the plus 125. Then, Brad. I think it just moved.
Talk dirty to me.
As of tape time, for Max Muncy to have two hits plus 330.
Oh my God! Take my huevos! Here they are! They're enlarged! I am engorged, Lundy! Oh, talk about getting seduced by the juice! Oh, I love it, you filthy, nasty son of a bitch.
Number three.
All right, numero tres. Oh, here, finally, some Final Four selections. You know, Lundy thought I was going to dominate the pod today, but I worked a little NBA, a little MLB discussion. Hell, I probably could have gone professional pickleball.
He's a man of the people.
I am a man of the people. I do like wagering on the occasional Major League Baseball prop. Fully admit that. And, of course, I love wagering on everything college basketball, especially the team totals. I'm going to take the over on total points scored for the UConn Huskies against the Miami Hurricanes down there at NRG in Houston. That is 77.5 team total points minus 110 at DraftKings. Why do I like this prop? Well, UConn has done this in three of their last four games going over the number. But their lowest total in the NCAA tournament was 70, and that was kind of a remarkable achievement because it came against the St. Mary's Gales, who were consistently one of the elite defensive teams, one of the slower teams in the country over the entirety of the college basketball season. Now, UConn, number 234 in adjusted tempo here in the month of March, according to Bart Torvik, but they are comfortable playing at variable speeds. They'll run with teams if they want to push the pace, and they'll slow it down and jam on that half-court grind if need be. And what you know about Miami is this. They love to fly up and down the court. So I think it's going to be a high possession type of game, probably somewhere in like the 67 to 69, range in the end. But you look at UConn, 1.253 points per possession. And that's the second best mark in the month of March, shooting 37.2%. From distance and 57.2% from inside the arc, and a team that generates a boatload of second chance opportunities because of Klingon and Sanogo inside. They have that adequate front court depth to go along with their outstanding wings and backcourt. They're getting that offensive rebound here in the month of March, 36.7% of their possession. So Lundy, I think UConn sitting 80 points against Miami as they march on for the whole enchilada in the national title game. Are you going to back me on this? Over or under, so fade or follow, on those Mush Huskies, Mush. 77.5 team total points, and I'm on the over, minus 110 at DraftKings.
I've got them pegged for 80, so that's an over. So I'm with you on this one. It's not nearly as exciting as these first couple that we were talking about plus odds. Now we're, standard juice. Jeez, this is so boring. I've got them pegged for 80. Cause I think you're right about the possessions. I think it's going to be up and down the court the way Miami wants to play. I think UConn's more than happy to play in that sandbox with them. So I think they're going to score those points. Like I said, I think they get to an 8 mark that is over our 77.5. I will follow, good sir.
All right, snowman in the box score. Make it happen, Huskies.
Number two.
All right, it's a little bit glitchy there, but we are back, and what is not going to be?
It was going to be number one, and it was like, wait a minute, that's not right. We still got two more to go, so I had to be quick on the trigger here.
Well, that's the story of my life. Let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. If I like UConn on the over 77.5 team total points, and Lundy is following me on that, he's probably going to follow me on this OGP/SGP, and I constructed this at BetMGM. Hey, look at that! The plus side is back, plus 105, a little bit lighter plus odds, but still on the right side ledger nonetheless. Give me the Huskies on the money line, meaning they all got to do is win straight up. And I'm going to parlay that with a reduced total of 142.5 and take the over on that prop. And again, you see the juice there, plus 105 at BetMGM. Now, I know you may be a little bit concerned about basketball being played in a football stadium and all of the cavernous specs that come along with that. But I will tell you this, from what I've read so far and shoot arounds, guys are actually adjusting quite well because it is a darker backdrop. And that usually does help in many instances, you know, trying to find the basket, lining it up and draining buckets. And I think both teams are going to be sopping wet in this game. We feel that UConn's going to hit 80. I think Miami's got a really good chance You know, it's a cover on the standard line, which is right now at 5.5. It could be a 5-point, like 80 to 75, 81 to 74 kind of affair. That's what I'm feeling deep down in my gut. Remember, Miami in the month of March, number 199, an effective field goal percentage, defense, and UConn on paper, honestly, has zero flaws. Admittedly, I have three futures tickets. Open up all the Huskies, as I've said before, at 15-1. At plus 450 and plus 120. I've hit it three separate occasions for them to cut down the nets. So I'm not budging off my firm stance here. Lundy, you're going to come with me on this SGP / OGP UConn on the money line. Just get the dub and make it to the title game. And the over on that all total, 142.5 plus 105 at BetMGM.
Yes, I will follow. I like UConn. They're the best of the final four teams that are remaining, so I like them on the money line. I like what you did there with the total, bringing it down from where it sits. Nice little OGP at plus odds. Rock and roll.
Oh, rock and roll. Let's wail on that whammy bar. Let's get to the final, UConn.
Number one.
Oh, there it is. There's the right one. There's the right sounder. There it is. Okay, good.
I love it when you touch all the right spots, Lundy.
Hold on, hold on. Let's
number one.
Yeah, we're doubling down, and this is our first bet on the other affair in the Final Four, and that is between Florida Atlantic and San Diego State, a pair of surprising teams to still be alive and kicking in this NCAA tournament, and a team, again, I feel is being disrespected, whether by the media or just as a whole, and that is the Owls of Florida Atlantic, who are going to flap and fly high in this one against one of the best defensive teams in the country. So I'm going to take a little OGP / SGP on this battle. Give me Florida Atlantic plus 6.5. So take that spread up, and then I'm going to take the total up to 140.5 and slam that under alley-oop style, plus 105 at DraftKings as a result. Look, FAU is going to be competitive. I'll be honest with you. I've got a little sprinkling of them on the money line, which is crept up. It's at plus 130 right now, pretty much universally at all the books, and I think that's extraordinary value in the month of March, number 17 overall. According to the predictive analytics of Bart Torvik, number 79 EFG offense, number 14 EFG defense, and they're generating a second chance opportunity 34.8% of the time. Really getting after it inside because of Vladislav Golden. A seven-footer has got plus athleticism, a great rim protector and finisher around the cup. And John L. Davis is a guy that can fly up and down the floor as a guard, and they have excellent wings as well. I love Dusty May's scheming and the floor spacing that FAU has. Another team kind of similar to UConn that is comfortable playing at different tempos. They can grind it out in the half court, and they can fly in transition and beat San Diego State and Nathan Mensah before they set the defense. The under is going to hit because you look at the FAUD, as I mentioned here in the month of March, 0.924 points per possession allowed. That's number 33 in college basketball. And numero uno and adjusted offensive efficiency in March, of course, the Aztecs give it up just 0.812 points per possession. San Diego State on the standard line, Lundy, has hit 10 consecutive unders. So again, I think Florida Atlantic's going to keep this one close, if not outright get the victory, but on a little pushing or avoiding that pushing and building in the cushion, plus 6.5 and taking the under on the all total 140.5. That's how I am playing this, plus 105 at DraftKings. Lundy, you going to come with me? Fair to follow.
Thinking. It's like circling. Smoke coming out. There's smoke coming out of my ears. You just can't see it because of the headphones. Okay, I'll follow. I'll follow on this one.
On the confidence scale, with a 10 being utmost confident, where are you at? Like a 6.5?
I'm at a very nice 6.9. I get a little bit nervous about the totals because this is a game that I think is going to be tight. And so I get worried about what happens if I wind up in an extra frame, right? What happens if I get into the OT? So that's the part that's got me a little bit nervous. Burned me in the NIT semifinals, had the right side of the winners, but obviously we dealt with some extra time. All right. I'm with you. Okay. I'll follow. You're on a heater with college basketball, so I need to follow. I don't know what the hell you're doing with this NBA and MLB bullshit, but in college basketball, you're doing pretty well. So I'm just going to ride with you. I'm going to ride with you, and we'll see what happens.
Well, what's going to happen is shrinkage on the immediate horizon in college basketball. The heater is going to cool off eventually. But Lundy, at least I got you at a half mass on this SGP / OGP. But I know you're going to be fully engorged for some bonus time wagers because on a Friday we got Major League Baseball. Not as an incredible docket that we had yesterday when every team was actually playing, where there was only like half the number of teams, which I find silly, that are in action tonight. But we got the NBA, a full slate there, and of course the NHL, which is always ultra busy on a Friday. So pick your poison, my man. What else do you like?
We had 15 games yesterday. Tonight we have 5. Like, WTF, MLB?
What
are you doing? That is like the ultimate tease. It's like, hey, look at all. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't get to have anything on Friday. you get nothing. Suck it. And given the fact that the Final Four is tomorrow, you would think the MLB would want to be featured both yesterday and today. But I digress about the stupidity of their overall scheduling. Brad, BetMGM, our friends over there at BetMGM are doing a promotion on Fridays here during the Major League Baseball season. If you do a Nerfy bet, those of you that are program, that stands for no run first inning. So I talk to you all the time about gifts in the NHL, which is the goal of the first 10, the MLB's version of that, that if you have been following the podcast, by the way, today is episode 550. If you've been following for a while, you know that we like these Nerfies, sometimes the Yerfies, which is the yes. But BetMGM's doing a promotion, Brad, on Fridays that if you do a no run first inning bet, up to $25, if you lose, but only one run was scored, you actually get your bet back. You get it back in the form of a bonus. And so I am taking advantage of that here on this Friday with the no run first inning. And I will go down to America's Wang. Give me a no run first inning between the Mets and the Miami Marlins this afternoon. Do you have that written down on yours?
I have the same thing on my piece of paper that the chicken scratch I can only decipher.
There you go. David Peterson taking on Jesus Luzardo. So I will take a no-run first inning between those two teams. And again, over at BetMGM, this is a promotion that they've got on Fridays, so you can jump in on that one. Staying in Major League Baseball, shop around a little bit on this if you want to avoid the push. But the Colorado-San Diego Padres game for tonight, BetMGM actually has it at 7.5 as opposed to 8. FanDuel has it at 8. DK has it at 8. But BetMGM actually has it at 7.5. I'm on the over in that one, which is why I like the fact that BetMGM is dropping it down and getting rid of the potential of the hook for me. I'll take the over on that. It's a minus 120 over at BetMGM. Let me dive into the hockey action this evening. Not a heavy, heavy slate. It's actually a lot heavier in the NBA than it is in hockey, but there is some stuff that I like on the ice tonight. Let's start off with Calgary and Vancouver. Give me the over on 6.5 total goals between the Flames and the Canucks. That one taking place north of the border. And then the Rangers and the Buffalo Sabres. Give me the over in that one as well. That one's juiced up a bit at the minus 130. Rangers just lost last night on the road against New Jersey. Now they have to go up against the Sabres. So I just like the idea of the over here. You're looking at a back-to-back with the Rangers, and Buffalo certainly knows how to score. On the points front, player props, two of them. For the Rangers, give me Panarin for a point. Over with Winnipeg, give me Kyle Connor for a point. If you put those two together, they're at a plus 107 at DraftKings. For Vancouver, Elias Pettersson. For Dallas, Miro Heskinen. Each of them for a point. That one will get you to a plus 121 at DraftKings. And then if you want to get Friday funky with it, put all four of those together, plus 358.
Oh, yeah, get funky indeed. I love the plus action there. Let's stick with that theme here. Team Wavell's parlay play of the day, not nearly as juicy as what Lundy just spewed there in the NHL, but on this OGP in the association, give me the Houston Rockets to win straight up, leg numero uno, leg numero dos, on a reduced total, so at all total, I'm going to take the over 218.5, and then give me Jabari Smith to go for 7-plus rebounds, and you see that? Oh, yeah. Little baby shoulder shake there. Plus 170 gets seduced by that juice at BetMGM. Houston, of course, taking on the Pistons, who have been ultimately very lousy. There's no other way, why sugarcoat it, to express it. Detroit has lost 9 of their last 10 straight up. Houston not exactly lighting it up in the wins category. They have lost 7 of their last 10, but a better team overall, I feel, the Rockets are compared to Detroit. Both these teams have hit the under a majority of the time in their last 10, so that's why we're going to take a reduction on that line and then smash the over. But you look at Jabari Smith. He had 12 rebounds against Detroit the last time he faced him back on January 28th. The Pistons have allowed the third most rebounds per game to opponents in their last 10, and Smith himself has gone over this number in 5 of his last 8. He's averaging 7.6 rebounds per game here in the month of March. So I like that one quite a bit. In the Major League Baseball world, I've got a little two-leg parlay action for you. Give me Yordan Alvarez to register a hit, and then give me the Colorado Rockies' own CJ Cron to register a hit. Both those guys get just one hit. That's all I need. Plus 127 at BetMGM. Cron, white hot out of the gate against the Padres. He was 4-for-5 yesterday with a pair of long balls. I think he's going to stay hot going against Nick Martinez, a guy who's 8-for-25 against Lifetime, has a .320 batting average with 5 extra base hits, 3 of them actually of the round tripper variety. Meanwhile, Yordan Alvarez, he went yard against the White Sox on opening day, going 1-for-3 in that game. He's going against Lance Lynn of the Southsiders. And he is 5-for-11 lifetime against him with a 1,182 OPS. So again, Cron and Alvarez get a hit, plus 127.
Well, you were smart on the Cron. You took that as your future on the home runs, and you got 2 out of the number that you needed right out of the gate. I also want to throw this out there, folks. If you were not paying attention to baseball yesterday, the changes with the pitch clock, as well as...
Oh, what, bravo!
Bob, I love it. Brad, did you happen to see a bet that you and I like to play around with because of the plus odds potential? There were 23 stolen base attempts yesterday.
Yep.
And runners were 21 of 23 in terms of their success rate out on the bases. That's an average of 1.53 attempts per game in terms of what we're seeing out of these. This is... Pay attention to this, folks, because that is going to change the way you can bet on the stolen base props. Pay attention to that.
Oh, and what a perfect cue for me, because here's a stolen base prop. I'm going to throw at you right now. Ahmed Rosario of the Cleveland Guardians taking on Robbie Ray and the Seattle Mariners. He gets a steal tonight. It is plus 330 if he swipes an enlarged bag. And he's got a lot of success running against Robbie Ray. He's got 3 steals against him in his career. Ray last season gave up 17 steals to the opposition. And of course, given the rules changes, pickoff plays, all that stuff, disengagements from the rubber, playing a factor along with the pitch clock, along with the oversized bags, I think Rosario is going to take advantage. Just get on base, Ahmed, and I think you're going to be able to easily swipe one here in the end. He is 5-for-10 is Rosario lifetime against Robbie Ray with 3 extra base hits, but just get a single and then steal second base, and we cash a ticket there at plus 330. And I am out of action here on this Friday and Final Four weekend, and we are out of time as well. Please drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy the Fade 5 podcast. Por favor, it helps us immensely. Also, fade or follow our selections on the Twitter. Check out Lundy's free spreadsheet and picks at Nate Lundy and mine at Noisy Huevos. Mas tequila, enjoy your weekend, and hopefully we're going to stay hot in college basketball. Until next time, it'll be on Monday for the national title game. As always, feed or follow, that is up to you.